Once upon a beat,
join me,
DJ Fuse,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, for a weekly jam-packed party as we remix and reimagine classic stories for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Once Upon a Beat is a new kids and family podcast from Wondery and Tinkercast, where hip-hop and fables meet. Listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat. Once Upon a Beat.
Join me,
DJ Fuse,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, for a weekly jam-packed party as we remix and reimagine classic stories for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Once Upon a Beat is a new kids and family podcast from Wondery and Tinkercast, where hip-hop and fables meet. Listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.
Hello and welcome back to part two of the Vanderpump Rules part two reunion, part two of part two. I'm Ronnie and that's Ben. Okay, let's get into it. So where we left off was Lala, anything Lala does is okay and anything you do is wrong because Lala has a baby. Okay, she's child defeat, so fuck off.
Yes, and then also Sheena asking Sheena about Dancing with the Stars, etc., and Andy being like, come on, at this point, like, put her on Dancing with the Stars, come on, guys. So now Sheena is trying to change the story of like, no, I don't need to be on Dancing with the Stars because, like, at this point, like, I don't want to compete with that. Like, Ariana did such a good job, and like, as she said, I'm like way too famous for it at this point. So like, I've just got plans, like, with this band, like, I'm gonna put out some like music, and like, people can talk shit or whatever they want. But, like, I'm genuinely enjoying what I'm doing with my life right now.
I'm like killing it right now because, like, I have an actual band, so that's amazing.
And so then we see Allie and Joe. I thought Joe was already on the stage. I'm an idiot.
I thought she was too. That's why I was like, she's here, but she's not here.
She's
but
now, not, yeah, I think it was just the previews. I saw my notes about like coming up in the previews. So anyway, Allie and Joe are coming out of makeup, getting ready. And James is like, hello, Allie Bally. And Ariana's like, hey, you need to read Andy's chart. She goes, yeah, I know, Andy. You're a Gemini. And you're like the most perfect example of a Gemini ever. $200. And $200? That's what that cost you.
All right. You don't get to look in my eyes again until we're on camera. Thank you. So then Joe comes
That's
out.
That's so Gemini of you to say that.
So Joe's there. Joe looks so nervous. Like, she sits down and Andy's, well, actually, she comes up first and Andy's like, hey, Joe, what's going on? You're really flopping around all over the stage. She's like, hi, Andy. Whoa, what's weird? You know what's so funny, Andy? I always thought you'd look like sort of like, I don't know, like a squirrel or like a turtle or a turtle squirrel. Are there such things as turtle squirrels? I know, I used to have a turtle. It fell into the drain. Whoops, bad mom. Oh, but luck they own dogs now. Dogs don't have mild drains. Oh, I'm nervous. Oh, what am I saying?
Well, that's a pretty dress. What's a pretty dress? Thank you. Thank you so much. God, thank you. Can I get a picture of you saying that? I'm just kidding. I don't want to get your picture. I do though. At some point, want to get it. Can we get a picture? I'm drawing it in my head right now. It's not funny. I'm like doing art of you in my head. I'm not really an artist. I mean, we're all artists. Am I right? I mean, this conversation is art. We're making it up right now. Are we lying right now? So funny. You look really good in my head. You're like a Botticelli. That's a person, right? Is that art? Is that an art? Is that an artwork or a person? I really don't know. I hit my head on my surfboard.
All right. This crazy person needs to take a seat. All right. Keep her 5 feet away from me. And Allie, Bally, don't look at my eyes. Hey, Allie. Yes. You looked at my eyes. I told you not looking in the eyes. So, all right. So we are back for the Pump Rules reunion. Joined by astrology expert and generally empty vessel Allie Bally, and someone whose affair with Schwartz was definitely not written in the stars. And then Joe's like,
I was okay.
You said some funny things first, and then I was like, oh my God, he's so funny. And then you said some really mean things, and that really hurt me. And so, like, really hurt right now, but I'm just, whatever. I mean, am I hurt? I don't even know. I don't even know what I feel anymore. I'm really numb right now. So I'm just going to sit here. Are you done? Or is this like an intro? Is this funny? Are we on TV right now? This is hilarious. I don't see any TV. There's a TV. I'm on the TV. All so right. Wait, which someone people do? We're on like 10
someone
TVs.
Someone put some fabric over the birdcage that Joe is in.
That's funny. That really hurt my feelings. That really, I can't see anything. And I'm a ghost right now, but I'm a ghost with hurt feelings. Okay.
Where is Pac-Man? I'm just kidding. So Andy's like, Allie, so how is the astrology business going? It's going great. I'm fully booked. And you charge by the hour? Like, how much do you charge? $195 an hour. Wow. Feeling your rates are going to go up, and Bravo's going to take 10%, so you're welcome.
Although I'm already thinking like 30-person seminars next time, but you can get $200 an hour, but for 30 people right at the same time, it's going to be amazing. Alibaba, you're going to have so much fun together.
Okay, I'm just putting it out there. What about, it's called the Ali Bali Experience featuring Mr. Banks. And what Ali Bali does is she says what moon, what house your moon is in. And Mr. Banks stares at you and says, where the fuck is my space on the bed? The stupid dog there. Am I right? I think everyone will pay for it. Be on Zoom. $400 per person. Big business. The future.
Sorry, we had a little bit of a technical issue there. Is this, you know, hotel Wi-Fi? It does wonders. So anyway, what we were talking about before was Andy's just making small talk about like, whoa, how am I going to do? Like, how much are you going to charge? And James is talking about doing seminars, etc. And then we have Andy saying like,
Joe, we first heard about you last year, and there was plenty of rumors about the nature of your relationship.
So then we see Sheena questioning him last year. Oh my God, who's Joe? I don't know Joe. I've never even heard of a Joe. Where's Joe? Who is she? Is she your roommate? Is she your girlfriend? Who's Joe? Joe's, oh my God, I think I remember Joe. I think she tried to make out with me right now in the hallway. Was that Joe? Joe's so into me. Here, I don't know much about Joe, but Joe's in love with me. There, I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, so Andy's like, well, when did you two start hanging out? And she's like, well, I was between like my house and my apartment, and like he was like nice enough to let me couch surf in a spare bedroom. Like literally I got on his bed, on his couch, I started like surfing, and I was like, woo, hang 10, am I right? Well, hang 9, because I'm like suspicious of the number 10. It's like a really weird thing. Ali Bally knows it. She's like, no, she understands numbers and moons and things like that. Anyway, I was like surfing, and I was like, oh my God, there's a shark. It was actually just like his shark vacuum. It was like wild and wacky. Anyway, so I brought my backpack, and I brought my dog, and I brought like a pillow, a throw pillow and a big pillow. You put the throw pillow underneath the big pillow. It makes this like weird shape. It's like a cascading pillow thing. It's like weird. It's like weird, but it's like good for my neck. Anyway, so I just moved into my apartment then after that.
And how long after you two started hanging out did it become physical? And by physical, I mean put my finger in a finger hole like that. Physical fucking. When did you guys start fucking? She goes, oh, yeah, never. Never became physical. I'm just kidding. It's physical. Is it physical right now? I mean, we're physically in the same room. It's kind of physical. God, it's hot in here. Is it hot in here? I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding.
Yeah, well, you know, at the beginning, it was just like platonic and like, I don't know. We're just like drinking buddies, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
And Andy's like, drinking buddies, you fuck? Well, I mean, actually, it like evolved into that. Wow. It was like...
Actually, Andy, you're right. You're right, Andy. You're right. And Lala's like, can I ask a question? Because I didn't even know that you guys knew each other. So, like, how, where, why, who's, because of?
Oh.
I'm sorry. I'm out of questions. Tupac? Does anybody listen to Tupac? She's like, well, you know, through this group. I mean, I knew her through.
Yeah. I mean.
Yep. This group.
Yeah, I mean, she was like best friends with like Kristen Doty, so you know, I'd see her around and be like, I'm in love with you, we stop getting mixed messages.
And so Joe's like, yeah, well, we never, like, I don't know, like, it was like we never did anything before, like, oh, she's like, so she just like hit you up just to like stay at a random, like, just hit you up?
Well, I would like hit her up 2 or 3 times a year. You know, like I'd see her at Kristen's. Oh, yeah. And then, like, we would like text. We would like text funny things and stuff. And, like, I would do his hair and stuff, mostly about texting, but also about, you know, like I would do his hair, like, while we were talking about texting, or I would talk about texting while I was doing his hair, or, like, sometimes he would text about doing his hair. It was mostly about hair and texting.
That's mostly until it got physical, which I still don't know what that means. Maybe walking. We've walked around each other before. That's hilarious. That's funny, right? Why am I the only person laughing all the time? Why? You guys are really hurting my feelings right now. Mala's like, well, I think that's where it gets a little confusing because we know each other through Kristen Doty, and it's like, so nothing beyond that. Like, it's just so random, right? So random. I have a baby.
It was like random for sure. No, it was totally random. It was totally random. Like, why she picked me out of all the people that she sort of barely knows to crash with? I don't know. It was totally random. There was no other story behind it. It's like, okay, all right. Well, Joe, did you have a crush on Schwartz while he was still married to Katie? And she's like, nope. I'm sorry. Like, am I supposed to say I didn't? Like, am I to do it right? Did I say no correctly? Was I supposed to say no or supposed to say on? Isn't it weird how, like, when you say no backwards, it becomes on? Strange.
No, it's okay. I didn't think you had a crush on me at all. Like, why would I think that? I don't know. I just kept falling down every time I saw you. It was so crazy. I was like, oh my God, I hope this guy just doesn't think I'm a klutz, because it's definitely not me falling down because I like you. I just keep falling down. I hit my head on my surfboard, like right now. I don't even have it here with me, but mentally. Like, once you get hit on the head with the surfboard, it just happens like all day in your mind, but it still feels real. Does anybody know what I mean?
So Lala's like, okay, so you moved in with Schwartz. No. She's like, I did not move in. Well, you stayed with him?
You stayed with him. Yeah, it was like during COVID. No, it wasn't during COVID. Yeah, you know, like, well, I mean, it was. Okay, well, like, I mean, it was after COVID, but like people had COVID, like people still had COVID. Like I knew 4 people with COVID. So it was like, I don't know. COVID was still around. COVID was there. I almost moved in with COVID. Unfortunately, they like didn't have room available. Also, I never really wanted to like get physical with COVID unless it's like this kind of physical, like just walking. Yeah. Look how we're walking right now. Speed walking. Hey, no one's keeping up with me. You guys, you're really hurting my feelings right now.
Do you know the CDC originally called it the Girona virus? Yeah. So Katie is like, Kristen Doty lived like right around the corner and you guys were still really good friends. So like, why didn't you crash with her? And they're like, Schwartz like, well, she had a whole melodrama going on with her situation. Tune into the Valleys Tuesday nights after Vanderpump Rules.
Not Kristen having melodrama. I was right about that one, eh?
And Kate's like, Katie's like, yeah, she was like really surprised that you like didn't hit her up, that you would hit up Schwartz instead.
Yeah, and Joe's like, well, I did actually. So Andy's like, okay, I'm bored with this. Ariana, you said that you didn't like Joe because you knew about the affair. How'd you know? And she's like, because like her proximity to Schwartz, and then like, you know, they were like, that's where everything was going down and like the Big Bear thing. So yeah, I still believe that. And it's like, Joe, did Schwartz ever ask you to lie about your relationship in front of the cameras? I'm like, wait, Andy.
Nope. Tuna fish? Nope. Chocolate? Nope. Sushi roll? No. I'm just saying no to appetizers being passed in my head. Is this a party or what? Like, is someone going to feed me? I'm serious.
Isn't it weird that Andy didn't ask Joe, did you know about the relationship? Like, why did he not ask that?
That is weird. Yes, it is weird. And also, why is she lying when she said on camera that they didn't they say on camera that they agreed not to talk about it on camera or something? Or is it that they were just not they were just not calling it dating, so it wasn't technically dating?
Yeah.
Because I could have sworn they had the conversation where she was like, you're just trying to hide me. Like, are you trying to hide me? We've been sleeping together. We've been together. Why are you acting like we're not together? That was part of the whole plot of this show, wasn't it?
Yeah, I thought so. So Andy's like, well, all I care about is you guys hooking up. So how often were you guys?
No, I do not eat hot dogs in buns. I don't understand. Why is that wrapped in a blanket? If anyone needs a blanket, it's a human, not a hot dog. And hot dogs are not pigs. They're ham, which are horses, probably. So stop passing me invisible hors d'oeuvres in my head.
So how frequently were you two hooking up? And she's like, I don't know. It was just like, I don't know. Sporadically. Yeah, like, I mean, it wasn't a lot, but we were basically like dating. Yeah, I mean, sometimes when we'd hook up, I'd be like, who is this? I see you so rarely that I forget your face. It was so sporadic. Yeah, we were basically like about to get married. I don't even know who she is.
Yeah, like we're in love. I just like kept feeling my baby bump, like I wasn't pregnant, but I was like, can't wait to be. I was like, God, I don't even know this person. And Lala's like, so wait, you were like what, bumping peepees once a week?
Twice a week? Like, what are we talking here?
And they're both like, maybe. And Lala's like, yeah, that's frequently.
They're both such weirdos. They're like, okay, let's do them trying to answer a question. So you guys are doing like twice a week? Like, what are we talking here?
Well, I would say carry like,
the one divided by three.
Or see, like one time.
How many days are a week in your calendar?
Like, there's like so many.
California time?
There are alternate calendars for weeks, right?
No, I mean, okay. When you say with week, time I mean, time is just a human construct.
There's a time difference. I mean, he was on the East Coast and I was on the West Coast. A week would end earlier there. It was a great
I mean,
party.
Like, if,
you guys have ballet.
You know,
here,
in Europe,
right?
A week starts a week later, so I don't even know if we're on the same week.
It's like an Amsterdam yeah. week. It's like 2 days.
I don't know.
So
I don't pay attention. I don't have a clock.
Like, once a week. They're like, once a week is like dating, you guys. And so Andy asked Katie, like, did it seem to you like Schwartz was kind of breadcrumbing Joe? And she goes, yeah, I mean, especially when I was watching. And Joe's like, what's breadcrumbing? Is that like a thing? Like, I will eat carbs. Like, I'm not the kind of person to just stay away, but like not on purpose. Like, what does it mean?
It's like giving you a little bit. It's like when Dancing with the Stars sends me like a newsletter, but doesn't actually invite me on the show. It's like I'm kind of being breadcrumbed. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I don't watch. I don't have a TV. I don't understand fame. Fame? What? TV? Who would even want to be on that? It's a water bottle lid. I do it.
Well, when I was watching,
I should have taken a piece of that too. No, when it was coming back. Go ahead.
When I was watching, Katie's like, when I was watching, I was like, oh my god, I feel really bad for you because it seemed like he was leading you on, and Joe's like,
what? What?
Yeah.
What am I? What planet am I on? It's crazy.
It seemed
town.
Like he was being elusive with you. Like you saw the relationship very differently.
Am I even here right now? Can anybody see me? Because I can't see you. Because I've got my hand in front of my face. It's crazy. Oh my god, she's there. It's really her. Wait, is it really her? No, it's a hand. It's not Katie. It's my hand. Okay, say it again. My hand feels sorry for me. Hand, why do you feel sorry for me? Nope, it's Katie who said that. Am I going crazy?
Yeah. Seriously? Well, you're not the only one, because when I was talking about you at Mel's Diner, I was like, am I crazy? Am I really at Mel's Diner right now? And you were explaining to me the situation, and I was like, well, no wonder why she would think that. And we have a flashback to Schwartz just like, you know, like telling Katie everything about Joe. And so Katie's like, I mean, you've been given the relation, she's talking to Schwartz. She's like, you've been giving the relationship and the boyfriend experience. And no wonder why she literally is like in love with you.
Yeah, planet Mars. That's where I live right now. It's crazy here. Does anybody have a couch to sleep on planet Mars? Because I could really use one. I don't live here. I will not sleep with somebody I've learned my lesson. I've learned, let's just put it that way. So Katie's like, yeah, I mean, I just... You know, of course she assumed you were in a relationship, and Schwartz's like, well, I mean, it just felt like maybe it was evolving into a relationship, but then, you know, some things happened. And Katie's like, yeah, but you weren't committing to anyone, so if somebody thinks, and he's like, yeah, but that caused me to, like, want to reconsider, and then I started pulling away, and then, like, you know, things happened, like, it was crazy. So Andy's like, well, what happened? And he goes, well, you know, we're still tight. What are you trying to say? Would someone on the stage fucking say something? They're both talking at the same time. They're talking in ellipses. No one is really finishing a sentence. And Lala goes, what is happening right now? This is literally like fucking insane.
And Schwartz is like, it's such a mind fuck. Cause you see Joe likes this guy. And he says things like, oh, I did really love her. I did. I love her. I did say I love her. I mean, I said, I love you, but I don't mean like, I love you, but I love you. Like what we had was magical. It was magical. It wasn't a relationship, but it was magical. It was like, oh, for that moment, I was like, she could be my wife. But what, we weren't dating or anything. I mean, I would never want to be married to her. But like, if we were married, wow, that would be the best thing ever. But I never want, I'm single. I'm single.
Yeah, I'm single. Like, why would I get married? Like, we don't need paperwork. Like, our relationship is so strong. I mean, I said relationship, and I mean relationship, you know, like love. I mean, I don't mean like. I mean, like friends. Friends like each other. We're more than friends. Like we're married, but not like not in the spiritual sense. We're just like, we love each other. We're in love. And Lisa's like, wait a minute. If you're sleeping together and you tell someone you love them. Of course. Like, that's what we did. We would sleep together and be like, I love you, which means we're not dating. Am I right? I just don't understand what's so confusing.
Everyone's like, this is so
fucked up. And then
Joe
is over there going, yeah, well, yeah, we agreed. Yeah. Dating, not dating. Yeah, married, not married. Pregnant, had children, divorced. We're divorced. Not got back together again. It's so crazy.
So,
fuck.
You know. So they're like, they're all coming down on Schwartz, right? And Ariana's like, you know, you guys are sitting there and you're using the word dating, and then you're like, no, it was this other thing. And Jim's like, yeah, I think you're leading him on a little bit, you know. Ariana's like, yeah, there's like a disconnect.
on what it was, you know? And Joe's like, you know, and no, it's fine. I mean, you have a girlfriend and you love talking about her, but it's like, I was a secret for a year. And Schwartz's like, Joe, no, don't feel bad. It's not that I was embarrassed of you. It's just that I would hate for anyone to know that I ever touched you physically in any sort of way. That's all.
Yeah, he's just such an ass. He's like, yeah, I mean, that's not the reason I pulled away from you, you know? And I'm just saying, like, it's sad to see how we are, because that was, you know... She's like, well, it was a relationship. Because, like, when I saw it, I was like, that was a relationship, I guess. And he goes, yeah, well, we had magic for a while. Well, it was there. But, you know, yeah. And then it ended. It dissipated like magic. Yeah, that's crazy. It was like a rabbit that was put back into a hat. Oh my god, why would you do that to a rabbit? Like, it's not where rabbits belong. I'm just saying, like, not to disagree with you. Yeah, and then, you know, it's like sawing a person in half and then putting them back together. You can't just like saw a person in half and put them back together. Am I right? Am I going crazy here? Wait, someone?
And Lala's like, you know, you're saying these things. You're saying you're my happy place. What we had is magical. And he's like, it was. And then she's like, but why can't you call it a relationship? Those are all the things you say when you're in a relationship. He's like, oh, I didn't want to put a label on it. I was scared. I felt incapable of being in a conventional relationship. I felt fucked up because of Katie. It's all Katie's fault. Katie did this to me. It's not my fault. I'm innocent.
I'm just a boy. And Andy's like, so what's the status of your relationship now? And he's like, we're friends. And Andy says, are you friends, Joe? And she's like, I mean, Lala's like, well, you have a girlfriend now. And he goes, yeah, I mean, I thought you were dating too, right? Do you know that invisible rabbit that was following that guy around? No? Oh, yeah. Well, I guess not, but I am, yeah. And Andy says, so, and Joe, you're kind of hurt that he's so public about his girlfriend, yes? And she's like, yeah. It's like the only solid answer she's given. This, like, simple, yeah. And Andy goes, and it hurts you because she's not public with you, right? And he's like, oh, she starts like crying. He's like, yeah, that really hurts my feelings. That really does. And I don't, it's not that I needed publicity. I just like kind of wanted that. And Andy's like, you just wanted, you didn't want to hide it. And this is like validation, darling, validation.
Well, all right, Schwartz, well, it seems like you just hard launched a new relationship. Like, what can you tell us about her? Will you bring her to the NBCU upfront in New York City? And he goes, whoa, well, her name's Sophia. You may know her from Wallpaper. She's ridiculously good looking, but she's like that's my least favorite thing about her. I'm not materialistic. I mean, it just so happens that she's good looking. Oh, I don't care about that whatsoever. She's hilarious. She's smart. She likes apples. She can open a refrigerator really well. One day she saw a cloud and was like, that looks like hair. And I was like, it's a cloud. And she said, oh my God, I always wondered what a cloud looked like. Oh God, she's great. She's got a great career. Like the Wallpaper thing, I mentioned that, Sandoval's room. So yeah, I don't want her to be disrespectful to Joe whatsoever, but let's just put it this way. I would always tell people that I want to fuck this girl in a way that I would never want to say it about Joe, but I don't want to be disrespectful. No.
Listen, here's what I can tell you about her. When this show started, she was in the sixth grade, Andy, so basically perfect for a little boy.
Wow.
Yeah.
And if people are like, oh my God, you shouldn't age shame relationships, bullshit. That girl's was 12. Think about that. That girl was 12 when this guy was on this show crying because he couldn't stand behind a bar for 5 minutes. Okay, can we not?
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
I'm Shimol Yai, and I have a new podcast called The Competition. Every year, 50 high school senior girls compete in a massive scholarship competition.
I wouldn't say I have an ego problem, but I'm extremely competitive.
All of the competitors are used to being the best and the brightest, and they're all vying for a huge cash prize.
This will probably be the most intense thing you've ever gone through in your life.
I remember that feeling because I was one of them. I lost. But now I'm coming back as a judge and also a kind of teen girl anthropologist. Because if you want to understand what it's like to be a young woman in America today, The Competition's not a bad place to start.
Hopefully no one will die on stage tonight.
From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
I'm Elena, an autopsy technician.
And I'm Ash, a hairstylist.
And we just love swapping stories about all of the morbid things that fascinate us.
And if you do too, join us on our podcast, Morbid. It's a safe space to let your weirdo flag fly.
On Morbid, we cover dark historical events, sinister science, unnerving paranormal events, and sordid high society murders.
We also dive deep into the most notorious crimes in history.
Our podcast is grounded in rigorous and painstaking research. We're also not afraid to read a
Yeah. We keep it weird because a dash of snark is necessary to get through grotesque true tales of demented minds.
So follow Morbid on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Morbid early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Peyton, it's happening. Ugh. We are finally being recognized for being very online.
It's about damn time. I mean, it's hard work being this opinionated.
And correct.
You're such a Leo.
All the time. Yeah. So if you're looking for a home for your worst opinions.
If you're a hater first and a lover of pop culture second.
Then join me, Hunter Harris.
And me, Peyton Dix, the host of Wondery's newest podcast, Let Me Say This.
As beacons of truth and connoisseurs of mess, we are scouring the depths of the internet so you don't have to.
We're obviously talking about the biggest gossip and celebrity news.
Like, it's not a question of if Drake got his body done, but when.
You are so messy for that, but we will be giving you the B-sides, don't you worry. The deep cuts, the niche, the obscure.
Like that one photo of Nicole Kidman after she finalized her divorce from Tom Cruise.
Mother. A mother to many. Follow Let Me Say This on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to episodes everywhere on May 22nd, or you can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app on Apple Podcasts.
So Schwartz is like, yeah, you know, I love her. I'm obsessed with her. No offense to Cho. I hope that didn't hurt Cho. It's just that she's so amazing. She's like she's so much more amazing in public than Cho ever was. Sorry, Cho. Did that hurt?
Yeah.
Ouch. Sorry, I didn't mean it. Sorry if I was ever sloppy.
And they're all like, oh, now you care about disrespect. Oh my God. They're like, pick a lane, whatever, you know? So
they're such assholes to Joe, obviously, but it's nice that everybody's kind of sticking up for Joe on the stage because he started this thing where he's like, shut up, Katie. You don't even know anything that you haven't seen on the show. And then Tom Sandoval's like, oh, yeah, there's like behavior you guys didn't see on the show with Joe. And they're like, oh, shut the fuck up. You guys, he was making Joe seem like it was his group. He was telling Joe they were girlfriend and boyfriend, basically sleeping together, saying I love you, everything else. And now you guys are both teaming up to gaslight just like you fucking do every single time. So it was nice to see the whole cast, you know, tell them to shut them
up. So Andy's like, he's like, all right, Katie, well, you said some aggressive things about Joe on social media. And it's like, Joe's a crackhead. Joe is like the worst thing that ever happened. The economy crashed because of Joe. So
Joe is a literal terrorist. She's a rat. She's a psychopath. She's a crackhead. She's got weird needs.
She made global warming. So Joe is like crying. She's like sobbing. Joe is not meant for this. Okay. And he's like, what is it about this crying strange person that got you all fired up? And Kitty's like, well, you know, Katie basically is like, look, I was going through a divorce and I was going through a separation and I just felt like she's moving in a way that I didn't like. And like, honestly, I just used some very colorful descriptors. Like, well, crackhead.
So, I mean, it's basically like in those commercials where they used to try and sell albums on late night TV, you know, where they'd be like, and now the most romantic hits of 1987. And then they just start listing your greatest hits. It's like the credits start coming up and it's like, psychopath, bitch, whore, skinny, ugly rat face. It's like Katie's greatest hits. It's like the Now collection of Katie. So he's like, do you regret anything? She's like, why would I regret anything? You're literally playing my greatest hits.
So Joe, I don't know if she realizes this, but she does really a Bravo masterstroke, which is that she gives big puppy dog eyes and starts to sob and is like, you know, I never felt ganged up by any of you, like any of you guys, you know, except for you, Katie.
She really did come in. She, you know, we're saying, oh, she's not made for TV. I don't know about that, because Joe really did come in ready to be like, the person who hurt me, it was her.
It was Katie. It was the person with the haircut.
Like, you know, she was just so ready. She's ready with her big victim tears. Now, I do think she was a victim in this situation, but not from Katie. I mean, come on. You were victimized by Tom Schwartz. Point the finger where it should be. You knew that the sound of all, well, you knew all that stuff. Like, I've enjoyed Joe on the show or whatever, but it doesn't lift her to sainthood. You know what I mean? Like, take some responsibility. Katie was mean, but you were also like with Katie's ex. What did you think? You know what I mean? And also, Katie's not the only one that bullied you. Sheena bullied you plenty. She's right there. Hit her.
Yeah. So Joe's basically like, you know, like, it's, you're so mean to me. And Katie's like, it's not about you. It's about what I was going through, you know, and I know I wasn't nice or kind, but I was dealing with a lot of shit. And the last thing I needed was you. And Katie's like, Joe's like, that's no excuse. And Lala's like, you know, I know it doesn't seem like Katie's being vulnerable right now, but just know that when she bares her fangs and rolls her eyes and spits at you, that's like the most vulnerable thing she could ever do right now. Okay. This is actually such a soft, really sweet side of Katie you're seeing right now.
This is Katie being vulnerable.
Look at the way she just threw some mud at Andy Cohen's. I don't even know where that mud came from. That was like her saying, like, I miss you. You're my favorite.
And then Katie's like, yeah, and I just had a season where I wasn't treated well by any of these people, you know, which is kind of going back to what Lala was saying, was that, you know, they were pissed that everybody's giving Ariana all this grace, but nobody gave them this grace when they were going through breakups in their relationship. But, you know, again, yeah, that was because your relationship has been miserable for years and people were rooting for you both to just not be together. You know what I mean? So Joe's
you called me a rat. You called me a crackhead. And Katie, I like Katie, just goes, listen, I don't like a lot of people and I don't believe in being nice to everybody. You kind of can't argue with that.
Yeah. I'm getting lost. She goes, yeah, I never said you're a crackhead or you do actual crack. And then we see the tweet. Joe's spooky. I mean, none of us could stand to be around her. Her energy is on par with a crackhead. She's a psycho, and I will light her on fire with Raquel. She's like, what? I barely did anything. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Spooky, sloppy, rude, need to take shower. I mean, I can go on and on. Me too. Want me to? What am I? It's like I'm playing a bar mitzvah today. Hold on. Diggy, 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 diggy. Sloppy, rat, crackhead energy, on par with. Should I keep going? Am I getting paid by the song or by the end?
Katie's like, look, listen. It's not about like this. It's not about like, oh, everyone that Tom Schwartz dates has a target on their back. But it's just like, I don't know. And Ariana goes, it's a case-by-case basis. Your case was selected. Think of Katie as the IRS, and her reaction towards you is you've been audited. Okay? That's it. Just bad luck.
So Andy's like, Joe, are you seeing anyone? She's like, no. Do you know Aaron Rodgers?
All right. Terrible person.
Anybody? Hey, wait. Anybody have the number for Scott Moore? Anybody up here?
She's like, well, no. I think like, what was it? Ariana who said he's a conspiracy theorist. Oh, I thought Joe said he's a conspiracy theorist. I like that. No, Ariana said he's a conspiracy. Okay. Andy's like, yeah, he's a wackadoo. So Joe's like, what about John Mayer? It's like, oh, all right, he's mine, bitch. Good luck on whatever you do next. You're fired.
Had him over there. I'm going to abstain on that one. Like, I didn't abstain when I knew someone named Flan Flayer, sounds like. I danced with that star, that's for sure.
So now it's time. Joe and our... so now we go on. Sorry, Joe doesn't leave, but now it's time for Joe, James and Ali Bali. So Andy's like, did you feel like you're being trolled every time they show the airplanes? It's like, oh, I loved it. It's like, we see an airplane and we know like, oh, good. It's our scene. Wiki, 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 wiki.
Well, I'd like to ask a question to the biggest supporting player on this season, the Southwest airline that kept flying over there. Southwest, how do you feel about your first breakthrough season on America on the Vanderpump Rules? I'd just like to say we're about to land in Lost Wages. I nailed it. Thank you, Southwest Airlines.
So, James.
I love that Southwest Airlines joke.
It's so good.
Like, hey, guys, Southwest, welcome to the show. Two drink minimum, am I right?
It's by Carl Radke. So Andy is like, he's like, James, Rachel's weighed in publicly and said that she believes the dog's bad behavior is because of you. What's your response to that? So James basically says that, like, when Hippie, like, was a puppy, he was put in a crate and put in the bottom of the plane, and it really sort of traumatized him. And so he had some biting issues. It wasn't because of him. It's because of this terrible experience that he went through. But now he literally, like, I'll come back from a walk, and then he'll go and run up to Mr. Banks and give Mr. Banks literally a kiss on the face. And Mr. Banks would be like, get the fuck off me, you stupid dog. It's cats only on this pussy. This pussy over here. Actual pussy, because I'm a cat. It works. They have a weird exchange.
When that whole thing came out with Rachel blaming him for the dog, I was like, okay, that's a stretch. And also, you're like doing this revenge podcast, and it's kind of getting sad now. It's like episode after episode, and now you're on to James like saying he abused the dog and to biting people. Like, what the fuck, dude? Like, it gets to be a bit much. I think his answer should just be like, that's not true, and she's desperate for material and needs to get a damn real job because this is getting old. But instead, he goes on this whole like,
well, you understand trauma, right? Hippie had trauma. He was on a plane with trauma. He was on a trauma plane.
I'm like, okay, I get that. My dog was on it, not Bueller, but Xena before him. I took Xena and she went under the plane. She did come out traumatized, but she didn't come out biting people and like, I don't know. It just seemed like now I'm wondering, like, what did he do to this dog to make the dog, you know, crazy? Because now he sounds guilty. He's like going through all this like trauma of the dog. Like, have we gotten to that point where we're using dog trauma excuse? Come on. But apparently Hippie's better now, so that's good. And then Lisa's like, oh, come on. If there was ever a problem, the minute I saw how Hippie reacted to James on the fifth time we shot that scene within 2 weeks to make it more palatable for the public, Hippie reacted very well. Look how Hippie slowly runs towards James in this clip, licks him, and then goes to sniff another butt in the store. Just romantic story.
I knew then, categorically, that he'd be nothing but kind to that dog. And as for Mr. Banks, fuck that cat. We don't deal with cats in my world. Stupid, stupid beasts. So Andy's like, well, Allie, you said that you weren't ready to get married and have kids. Where are you today with that? Nope, don't want him. Gross. Disgusting. You think I want to reproduce with this one? Absolutely not. I want to get my music career launched. Okay. But
so she goes, not the most inspiring group here, no offense.
That
you
was
guys.
Great.
And James is like, what the hell?
They're all shocked.
And it goes, excuse me,
I mean, except for Sheena and Brock, of course, and Lisa, of course, and by the way, except for, I mean, including and specifically because of. So Andy's like, well, Lala has kids. Oh yeah. Yeah, I'm inspired by her. She's great. I was talking to my friends recently and I was like, I want to have kids when I feel like Lala, when I get desperate enough in my life that I want to have kids so badly that I'm going to sleep with someone like Rand, then that's when I will do that. But until then, I think I'm just going to try to focus on my music and astrology.
So James, when do you want kids? He's like, oh, well, I want kids by the time I'm like, you know, 33. I'm 33. So 35. No, I'm almost 35. 34, 32. I wanted them. 28. Really, I've been preparing for children since I was 16 years old, Andy. I've done nothing but prepare for children. I've been traumatized on a plane, Andy. Traumatized.
So, well, how long are you... How long are you willing to wait for Allie to change her mind? Forever, Andy. Forever. Well, really just like another year or so, and then I'm going to switch her out for a new model. Whatever it takes.
Until my dick shrivels up and I fall off. Oh, just kidding, Andy. Just kidding. He's like, okay, well, that's how long we're going to keep these terrible men on this show. So, okay, for many years, this group was infamous for boozing it up, but this year, you went from slamming shots to sipping mocktails and hosting water tasting with guys who compare water to cum.
Let's take a look at that hilarity.
So we see like a little, we see a scene from the water tasting where they all say, this water tastes like cumsks. So Andy's like, how long have you been sober now, Lala? Almost like 5.5 years. So pause for applause. Thanks so much. You know what I have to say? I really appreciate you acknowledging my sobriety each time we do this because it really means a lot to me. And it's the proudest thing I've ever done in my entire life. And I'm even more proud because I have a child. I'm sober with a child.
I have a child now. If sober was the penis, I would have let it spooge into me so I could have a child with it. So much I love it. So thanks, everybody. It's been great. And so then, and James has been sober-ish, we think. We're sure. We're going with that. California, we're going to go sober with that one. So, Allie, you said there was a big moment that caused James to stop drinking, and it also pushed you and your cats to move out. And they're like, and Joe's like, oh, what? I didn't know that. So can I stay on the couch that she was sleeping on? I love cat couches. Can I sleep on that? I'm just kidding. Go ahead. Seriously, what's your address? I'm just kidding. Don't invite me over.
And Allie's basically like, yeah, I don't like James when he drinks. Like, yeah, I do have a mouth on me. You know, I get a little bit disrespectful, you know, things like that, you know, but like, it's only something that stupid facts last we care about. So then Joe's like, you know, it's refreshing that you can admit that because, like, it's, like, really cool that, like, you know, because it's, like, because, like, I have an ego. Like, it's cool that you're, like, I have an ego. You know, it's, like, me being, like, oh, you know what I have? A coffee mug. I don't know. It's, like, it's cool we admit what we have. You know what I'm saying?
So he talks about how he's quit for Allie because she's going to leave him if he's drunk again, which is different than when Raquel did it for some reason because... You know, that was his thing this season. Like, I'm not doing it for her. I'm doing it for me. But I will leave him if he doesn't stop, which is why I'm doing it for myself. Please don't leave me. Especially before you get knocked up at 35, please. I've been dreaming of a baby since I was 5. So then James is like, yeah, but, you know, it wasn't necessarily just the ultimatum. It was like, I get it. Like, a relationship's going to be a whole lot better if I just don't drink. And she's like, yeah, and I'll leave him if he doesn't. So, Joe, is there any final thing you want to say before you are sent away? And she's like, honestly, I know this is going to sound crazy. This has been a really fun party. Thank you for the appetizers. I'm sorry I didn't eat them. It's not because they didn't look delicious. I just didn't want to have bad breath in case I made out with Tom Schwartz, my boyfriend, my husband. Just kidding. We're only friends. We're married in this reunion. Thank you for having me. Love you. You guys have been so much fun. The whole, like, game where we were, like, pin the hurt feelings on Joe. Hey, let's make Joe cry. And that was so much fun, you guys. I cried 5 times, and that's how I know it was a good night.
Now, just out. Can you tell me when we're going to start rolling?
We've actually been filming for all this time. Oh, really? Oh, okay. Oh, that's wild.
Is Aaron Rodgers watching?
I'm on TV.
Think? Aaron Rodgers, that was a rough moment when she said... She really wants to date Aaron Rodgers. Joe, we have to work on your picker.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's the end of Joe. So, you know, well done. What a bundle of insane energy.
Yes.
For this show. Super fun. We'll miss you. So then a commercial break and we come back and let's see. Andy's like, all right, we're back. So now let's talk about the real star of the reunion, Anne, who's not here.
I thought you were going to say Summer Moon.
Sorry, we didn't.
Hello. Hi, I'm Summer Moon's momager. Is she not the number one person in this, like, supporting character? Anne? I mean, who's Anne, right? Was she blocked by Tom Sandoval? I don't think so.
Summer Moon, who's totally available to do Duracell commercials, surely that's going to happen this year. No one's going to tell me any different.
Little does Sheena know, there's, like, a Duracell ad with Anne coming up.
So, Andy is, like, talking about how, you know, that Anne had to, like, clean up after parties and stuff and all that stuff. And Sandoval's like, whoa.
I'm sorry to start laughing, but I'm looking at my little side notes here, and I wrote on this page the commercials that come up in this show. So there was a segment, you know, where Katie's like, God, I mean, I really just don't understand. Like, I mean, it's just like, I really didn't mean that against Ariana. And then he's like, okay, let's cut to commercial. And then it's like, IBS. And I thought that was really funny. Like, the Katie segment got a big, huge IBS commercial. And then Joe's segment, Joe's like crying and Tom's like, we're not together, but we are kind of together, but we're not together, but we're kind of together. And then we cut to commercial and it's like, Pepsi. I thought it was so funny. The commercial placement.
I know, it's hilarious. So
they're like, let's match these drugs to the personalities they would best go with in this reunion lineup.
So Sam,
I just derailed the whole show.
I watched. I didn't have commercials on the one I watched, so it's just like, so I didn't get to have that experience. So I'm glad you I'm jealous now.
Okay, so Sandoval, so we talk about Anne, and basically that Sandoval of course fired her because she came on camera and dissed him and said she would rather work for Ariana, which, you know, makes sense. But Ariana's like, well, she was just excited to like work for other women, and that was probably a big part of it, and she wanted something new, you know.
Yeah. So then Andy is like, well, you know, we already talked about Hippie and his journey to find a happy home. But across town, Tom and Ariana's pets were dealing with the fallout of their parents' breakup, which led to Ariana calling Sandoval a dog murderer. So, all right, the dog, Mia, got into chicken skewers that were next to your bed, which is honestly a little gross. Okay, let's just like pause. This is pretty gross, Ariana. What the hell? Okay. She's like, it's my space.
I loved her answer here. Yeah, I loved her answer here. That was good because that was all of us. I feel like the whole world was like, gross. I love you, but gross. That's nasty. And she's like, that's my space.
My takeaway cartons, my choices. So he's like, all right, well, and so Sandoval's like, well, okay, first of all, we've been having issues with our air conditioner and like we have electrical issues and there's like this thing that needed to be taken care of. So I went in there and I don't know if it was Anne or I that left the door open, but possibly it was Anne. It was most likely Anne. I think it was Anne. I don't know why everyone hates me. Anne is the one who kills dogs. Anne actually hates dogs. She wants to kill them all.
But wait, did she murder a baby? Because that's what Katie wants to murder.
I have a child, okay? Thanks. My child leaves chicken skewers out too.
Stop.
I have a child with chicken skewers.
How could you leave chicken skewers out when I have a child?
The difference with Ariana leaving garbage out and me leaving garbage out is that I have a child.
So then we get into this petty thing of the room. Like, yeah, but I should have been consulted if someone was going to come into my room.
But if we didn't fix the air conditioner, it would have leaked and there would have been mold and all of the neighbors could have died from black mold. Ariana wanted that.
She's like, but I do have the right to shut my door. And I was like, wow, I love a good right to shut my bedroom door fight. But
hey, yeah. James, so James, then, is there any way that you'd like to insert yourself into this pet situation here? Absolutely, Andy.
We knew this was coming, right? We knew this was coming because James has just been totally dissed and had his feelings hurt. And what happened? And that's when Allie was like, I don't want to have babies with him or whatever just happened. James got his fifis hurt. And we know that when James get his fifis hurt, he's about to lash out at someone that he's not even mad at. And here we go.
He's like, okay, you know what, Sandoval, you rolled your eyes like that, like a fat slut. But well, you're totally fine. You were totally fine when Raquel took fucking Graham for me and you became his secret new daddy, getting your dick wet for 7 months, daddy. And Sandoval's like, oh God, dude, stop it. He's like, daddy boy, getting your dick sucked wet, getting it wet while Graham was there. And I wouldn't have said anything, you know, but if you weren't rolling your eyes thinking that what she's saying is not completely 100% fucking accurate. And don't get me started with fucking Hippie either. If you had no problem with that, then you don't have a fucking problem with this now. So the logic is you were fine with Graham being taken away from his true daddy. So stop being upset. Stop trying to act like you're upset, like the dog's being taken away from you. Right.
Like, yeah. I mean, I love watching Tom Sandoval get yelled at. And then this is why, because then Tom starts with his thing, which is like, oh, really? I'm the only bad person? Which is his other thing. Like, you suck too. So now he's threatening. He's like, shut the fuck up, Sandoval. You haven't heard shit. And no, he goes, I'm keeping my mouth shut about things that I've heard, and they add up, James. And he's like, oh, shut the fuck up. You haven't heard shit, Sandoval. He goes, uh-huh, you need to get off your high horse. He goes, brother, I'm galloping so far ahead of you, bro. I can't even see you in the distance. My horse is pooping on your horse. Your horse runs over my horse's poop.
Oh my God, Mr. Banks just swatted at my horse. How dare he? So then Santa Ball's like, that's great, man. That's great. It's like, you're in the swamp, bro. Sinking quick. Fucking eat a dick. It's like, you fucking eat a dick, dude.
Seriously? I was the one who started that. Seriously?
And we end as poetically as possible with
eat a dick, dude. You eat a dick. You eat a dick. You eat a dick. You eat a dick. You eat a dick.
Which is how we end every podcast recording session. Everybody, thank you so much for being here for this beautiful two-part reunion special. We'll be back next week for more, darling. The end.
Bye, everyone.
Join us next week. We'll see everybody here in Europe. If you want to go over what shows we will be covering over here, go look at our Instagram. It's the top post. It's, it says something like Crappens in Europe. Find the shows and get your tickets. We'll see you soon. And London Podcast Show, we are here. We will see you tomorrow or whenever, Friday. We're excited to see you guys. Thanks for being here. We'll talk to you all.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Strolling the Park with Caitlin Clark.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We forever love Ava.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony. Junie.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Ring that bell for Rachel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.